Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in. It is The Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Here on Fox Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
We will, Bill, we'll do it live. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes. Here for Chris Broussard. What's up, Kerry?
We're in the building. We are in the building, and yes. I'm so excited because I think, you know, Fox just gets me, right? I'm sitting here besides you. And I'm also looking directly to the right of me a little bit to give you guys the picture. And I walk in and I see the lamp from Christmas Story in, and I'm just so excited. I'm in the mood. It's time to go.
No doubt about it. And how was the Christmas? Everything was good?
Christmas is good. Very, very chill. I do a movie on that day. Keep it very simple.
Relax.
Saw a movie, went home, opened some gifts, watched some TV, watched some ball, and that's
very
it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
When you're a former NFL safety and have money and a movie actor and director and all that, what kind of gift could you get that moves you? I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
The only thing that moves me, I'm being honest. Yeah, I know. You're right. The only thing that moves me when it comes to gifts are, it's just thoughtfulness. And that's really it. I've played Santa for so long, so it doesn't really matter about that. I just want something that, like, the best gift I've received to this day is from my mother. My mother gave me, like, my old school Little League football games that were on VHS.
She put them on a disc
and gave it to me.
But that's thoughtful.
You know what I mean? So,
for me, like my family, all I do is I ask them. They just buy me gift cards to restaurants I have lunch at.
Yeah.
That's it. Can we buy a tie? Can we buy a shirt? Can we buy a suit?
Yeah.
No. I don't need any of that. I'm good.
You know, the other thing I love like little kids' toys or like, I'm a big Spider-Man guy.
Okay, so any kind of, if somebody knows you, they know you love Spider-Man, they'll get you something.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here we go, man. We got a great Trash Talking Tuesday for you. And we want you to know also that if you like using debit over credit, you should also get rewards, shouldn't you? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's the checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Oh, we got the crew here again. Of course, Alex is our engineer. Patrick is our producer, and Monty Bolaños is here at the anchor desk. So, yes, we have so much to do, so little time. Ephraim Salam will be joining us in about 25 minutes. Also, Rob Woodson, the Hall of Fame DB, he'll join us. That's right, in hour number two. And Martin Weiss with an edition of Trolling or Rolling. That's coming up in the final hour. But we start here. NFL last night, the last game, Kerry. And I gotta say that.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I watched the game, and it was supposed to be a coronation for Brock Purdy. I heard Joe Buck. I heard Troy Aikman. They were all set, ready to go. Here's this guy who was Mr. Irrelevant, and he's in the lead for the MVP, and now he's going to do his thing against the Baltimore Ravens, and we're going to coronate this guy. He's the MVP. He's the guy. He's beaten all the odds. And now here he is, America. You can't turn your back on him. You can't shake your head at him anymore. You can't poo-poo Brock Purdy anymore. And guess what? Brock Purdy turned in the biggest flop in the history of sports when it was his turn to change the narrative on him.
Okay.
It would have changed the narrative, Kerry, had he come out and played well and beaten the Baltimore Ravens, whose defense has been incredible.
Yes.
Allowing like 15 points a game. And that would have been something to carve them up, beat them, and let everybody know, I'm real, I'm here, stop with all the nonsense, stop with the talk, I'm the MVP of the league, and guess what? He went to bed. Four interceptions.
Yep.
And stop with the, woo-woo, they were tipped. Do we go back and count everybody else's whose interceptions were tipped?
Absolutely
stop
not.
It. That's a part of football.
It's part of the game.
Okay? Guys put their hands up in the hopes of tipping the ball.
Exactly.
That's your job to avoid somebody tipping your pass. Come on, man. Stop with the excuses. And this does not mean that Brock Purdy is garbage and he can't play.
Right.
Okay, the MVP was quarterback on the other team.
Absolutely.
And if you don't see that, and if you, I don't care what his numbers are, he's the most valuable player on the best team in the league.
Yes, that part. When you add that part to it, that is the cherry on top. But as far as Brock Purdy goes, still a good player. He's had moments this year. He's had moments where he's looked bad. And for him to look bad on that stage in that game, when all the talk was, they were the far superior team coming to this game. It was nobody really giving Baltimore a real shot.
They were 6.5-point underdogs, Kerry. That you think the Vegas gave that just, oh, let's give Baltimore 6.5 points.
Exactly. No, I mean, they were supposed to get ran out of there going to Santa Clara on the road.
Flying on Christmas Eve or whatever to get there.
And all the things. And for Baltimore to come out and play the way they did and make Brock Purdy look the way that he looked, they deserve all the credit. And I know that we want to, you know, we're in the industry of, you know, hot takes and being firm with your decisions and your choices. That's what we do. But don't, and I think you should stick to that. But I know a lot of people are today on this Tuesday trying to backpedal a little bit and say it's more about Baltimore's defense and all the things they
no,
do
you
outside
need to stop
of that guy.
Right. You need to stop that. And there are a lot of guys, and Kerry, I get it. You're a former player. You have a soft spot for certain teams.
Absolutely.
You played.
Yeah.
Like people can try to act like they don't. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you wore a uniform. They drafted you. They changed your life.
Yeah.
You feel like you owe people something.
Sure.
It's just natural.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But for some of these former 49er players who refused to admit that they were wrong in this situation, and I'm not saying, again, that Brock Purdy can't play or he doesn't deserve a spot in the NFL. That's not what this is.
Yeah.
But when you start mentioning him with Joe Montana.
Stop.
Please.
Just stop.
Can you stop? Like, what are we talking about? I'm stunned when I hear former players who know how hard it is to play, who know what Joe Montana's done, to just be flip and throw somebody's name. We're so quick in this day and age to crown people before they've even won anything.
And that's the part about sports in general, right? In this in these times now, we have to anoint people so quickly because we live in that age, right? What have you done for me lately? And when we say lately, that means in the last 10 seconds.
Right.
Like whatever the thing is, it's the thing. Where you had to, back in the day, you had to actually earn your stripes. You get a point. I mean, I was, just take it to myself. I mean, I made the all-rookie team. I came back the next year and proved it again. I was all-pro in the second year. But you don't get paid off that. You get paid off what you keep doing and continue to build off of. And so it took me years to get to the point where people would put me in the same breath as, you know, the top guys at that time.
Right.
It takes time. And Brock Purdy hasn't done enough of that yet. So that's why – that was my only beef with the situation. You don't ever put him in the same sentence as Joe Montana.
It just doesn't even make any sense.
No.
I just – when I start to hear people – and I can't – we had a former – 49ers on. He does the stuff up in the Bay Area. And me and him went at it. Like, about, he told me, oh, Brock Purdy's the MVP. You're crazy. And I said, well, you come back on the show after he throws three interceptions.
You
swear,
three?
I said that. I said three. I was wrong. I'll admit I was wrong because he had four. He had a four piece. Two pieces of extra white meat. I mean, like, seriously. And if you watch this, I'm going to say this. If you're a 49er fan, it was your worst nightmare last night.
Yeah.
That was your worst nightmare because you didn't want to believe it. Like you know they're hanging on it that he has to deliver and get them to win a Super Bowl. They've already been to the Super Bowl, that team, without Brock Purdy.
Yes.
So the only thing he has to do is deliver, and now there's doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He finally played a great defense and was looked like tuna fish. Like that's what he looked like. And that's the scary part is now there's doubt.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Like before. When they had the three-game losing streak, they tried to paint, oh, well, everybody, you know, well, these guys were out. These guys were out. You had your team.
Yeah.
You had your guys.
Oh, there were no excuses last night.
Last night. That was supposed to be, and I'm telling you, his whole career could have changed on last night. And I know, I'm not trying to overstate it.
You're right. You're right.
Because had he won that, and then they go on, right, if they beat the Ravens, whatever, and he wins the MVP, mm-hmm. Mr. Irrelevant, and it's not like it's never happened.
Right.
Kurt Warner wasn't even drafted, and he won MVP.
Yeah, Tom Brady, seventh round.
Okay,
guy,
so. Yeah, so six, let's not act,
round.
Right, let's not act like somebody who wasn't the top pick never won the MVP.
Yeah.
But for him, had he shined national television, mm-hmm. everybody watching on Christmas night. Ain't nobody going anywhere. Everybody, right?
Everybody watched.
Everybody watched last night. Probably the first time a lot of people got to see Brock Purdy play live.
Yes. And he wet the bed.
He wet the bed. There's no other way you can say it, Kerry.
You know what's crazy, Rob? You know what's crazy about it is the first couple of possessions – it looked like it was going to be a San Francisco victory, too.
And he moved the ball down with
really,
ease.
It really did.
What I'm saying. And that's what I went with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
They were ready to – oh, no, they were going to lay it on thick.
Yeah, and then he threw the interception, and that literally changed the game.
Changed everything.
It was literally on his shoulders. He throws a touchdown there, and they go up and just keep moving the ball up and down the field. It's a different game. He throws the interception. He gives them the turnover that gets Baltimore – back in the game, and that changed the whole game.
100%. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We definitely want to hear from you on the Brock Purdy. This was a coronation set up for him, and he flopped. And if you don't agree, if you agree, you could call in. If you don't agree, you could call in. If you want to say it was a bad day at the office, you have no idea the importance of that game.
Yeah.
That was not a bad day at the office. Okay, that was an earthquake, and the building that you were supposed to go to work collapsed.
It wasn't there.
No, it collapsed. That's what that was. I'm dead serious. If you think that was a bump in the road, that was not a bump in the road. He may never win another MVP. That's how. Might never ever.
Oh, so you're saying he was driving over the street and it was just a sinkhole appeared,
and it was just out of nowhere. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. It is Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes, here on a Trash Talking Tuesday right here on Fox Sports Radio. So you know what we need you to do? We need you to stick and stay.
For a possible nightmare in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, in about 40 minutes, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes sitting in for Chris Broussard, the former NFL safety. My God. Can't believe you've been out of the league 10 years. I was just talking about that.
Wow.
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And don't forget, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you missed any of today's show, you can check it out on the podcast. Just search Odd Couple where you get your podcast. And guess what? Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. The Odd Couple's also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Don't forget Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up about 40 minutes. Also in about 30 minutes, Rod Woodson.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame.
Yes.
DB, Super Bowl champ and all that. Can't wait. He does the Ravens games. He does the color.
He does?
Yeah, on radio.
Wow. Oh, that'd be good.
So it'd be great to talk to Rod just about some more details on that game. But let's go to, we brought up that Chiefs game. The Raiders somehow, without getting a completion in the last three quarters, they get two defensive turnovers in the span of 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you being a former defensive player.
Yes.
You love that. I always go back to that Super Bowl that I covered. 2002, I think it was, Tampa Bay against the Raiders.
Yes.
And it was pitted the number one offense, the Raiders, and the number one defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense scored so many touchdowns in that game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
I mean, they were running it back left and right.
Oh, yeah, that was Gruden's championship year.
Yep, that was he took over Tony Dungy's
team.
Exactly. Like, that was, Tony should have won with that team. It was unbelievable. He just couldn't win.
He could not get over the hump. Right. He reminds me of that, similar to Marvin Lewis' situation in Cincinnati. You know, he kept making it to the playoffs.
They went to the playoffs 7 times under him. I mean, they had good teams. It was unbelievable, and they could not win a playoff game.
Couldn't get over the hump. And then now you get a new coach in there with some new blood. I think a lot of times, once you kind of reach the pinnacle of the success with the team, and you know, you can't really get over that hump, talking starts to fall on deaf ears. And so, yeah, it's time for a new change. And I think it was needed for both of those situations.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No one could argue, even with the Tampa. They had too good of a team that they couldn't somehow win a Super Bowl, and they do it the next year. But, all right, we talked about the Raiders beat the Chiefs in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They got 2 games left. They're still not mathematically eliminated. They could make the playoffs. The Chiefs haven't clinched a playoff spot, which is shocking. But they've lost 5 of their last 8, if you think about that, where they are. But Antonio Pierce is the interim coach with the Raiders, and you know him from New York. You played for the Giants. You played for the Jets. Yeah. Just, you know, look at where he is, and has he earned the head coaching job? Because I know most people were shocked when they saw that the Raiders beat the Chiefs in Kansas City on Christmas.
Yeah, I knew it would be a close game, and I thought they had a chance to win. So I wasn't surprised that they won, but I was surprised that they won. You know what I mean? Because as good as I thought the game would be and how tight I thought it would be, I thought Kansas City would find a way to win. You know?
Right.
And, you know,
which in the old days they always did.
They
would,
right? Yeah. But I'm just so impressed with AP, Antonio Pierce, and what he's done. And, I mean, I knew he would bring some energy in the building. I've known him as a player in New York and when I was in my New York days as well. Great leader, a guy that won a championship, so knows how to win, knows how to galvanize guys. And so I knew he'd be good. I think right now he definitely deserves to probably be in consideration for that job. I'll say it's still up in the air. If he wins out, for me, I would say give it to him because obviously the team's responding. But I don't know. What do you think about what's going on with AP and those guys?
Yeah, I think he's definitely earned his way into consideration for the job. When they do their search, that he has to be considered and be taken seriously, not like a token interview.
Right.
He's done
right.
a good enough job.
Right.
I'm not one to just stamp someone and automatically say he should get the job because I want to spread the net and make sure I look at everybody that's out there. And then if I really believe that he deserves the job, then he should get the job.
So you're just saying do your due diligence first.
Yeah, because there could be somebody else out there that could be even better or fit where what we're trying to do with the team. And maybe he showed us some things, you know what I mean, that we could do. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be there, or I'm not poo-pooing him or what he's done. He did win a game last week where the quarterback did not complete a pass for three quarters. I mean, like, I don't know if you want to trumpet that.
Hey.
But when you get two defensive touchdowns within 7 seconds, that'll turn a game, and it certainly did.
Well, he's a defensive guy, right? So, you know, he's going to hang his hat there. And I'm sure he has his imprint over the whole locker room and the whole team. But when it comes to defense, that's what he's going to be proud of for sure.
Can the Raiders, they might be willing to do this with Antonio because of the financial picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's not play dumb or act like finances don't play into decisions that teams make.
Right.
They just threw Josh McDaniels out the window, and he's got 4 years fully guaranteed coming to him.
Yes.
Okay, so Josh McDaniels could go to Dubai on vacation for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
For sure.
Like, and getting paid every nickel of that guaranteed contract.
Right.
John Gruden, even though he got fired with cause, they had to make a settlement. They still owed him like 60 of the 100 million or something. I don't know. We haven't heard what it is. Did he get 30? Did he get 25? Whatever. He got some money.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't go out without a fight. Okay.
Right.
When he had that much money left. So they're on the hook for a ton of money.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And they might go, just can't go out and really go for the sweepstakes. Maybe Bill Belichick does become available in New England. And you're not going to get him on the cheap, even though he's having a down year.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You just had a disciple of his in there. I don't think you want to bring Bill Belichick to that to the mix. Obviously, he's a different animal.
Right.
He's Bill Belichick.
Right.
But
I mean, he does come with the 6 Super Bowls. I'm just saying.
No,
but
I get it.
But it's going to cost you money. He ain't coming for free.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think you have to go where the pulse of the team is. And right now, the pulse of the team is with AP. And if he wins out and say they do make the playoffs.
Now, that's different. If you can,
you
win out and make the playoffs, but say I'm just
– Yeah, for sure.
Say they lose the last two and it's not pretty. No, I'm just
– Yeah, it's not purdy.
It's not purdy. Or it is purdy and it stinks. But it makes you feel like – Monty hates me. I'm sorry. Monty, I'm just calling it like I see it. It wasn't purdy yesterday.
It
was not. It was fugly is what it was, okay? But anyway, if that happens, then you don't have the same feel. You got to admit that.
For sure.
Talking about it coming off a win in Kansas City on Christmas, You're feeling good.
Oh, the win. To win out is important here.
Right. But if you lose the next two and then they don't make the playoffs, then it doesn't. It has a
It's a different story.
It just doesn't feel like it's good.
100%. Yeah. It's a little delayed, Alex. A little delayed. But yeah, you got it. You got it in.
That's okay. Rob sounded beautiful. So
thank you.
Yeah, but no.
But that's me doing a turkey.
Is that you?
That sounds kind of
You guys
gross,
have fun in here. I like it. I like
I
it.
Had a glizzy in my mouth.
All right, Alex.
I don't know why I was in New York. I had a hot dog. I was telling him, and he goes to record the thing. My God.
He's a sound guy. Alex knows what he likes. He just played. You know, we came into this segment with the little Doja Cat.
That's
so.
It, you know?
No, I get it. I hear you. I know what's going on over there, Alex.
Yes, but it's now help me with this, because and Antonio was a coach before, so I'm not putting him in the Jeff Saturday case.
No, but please don't.
No, I'm not.
Rob, don't
I'm
do
not.
That.
I'm
okay.
not. Because right. I'm not going to disrespect. He put in his dues.
Yes.
He's been coaching. He deserved the chance that he got.
Yeah.
But there was talk when Jeff Saturday got that job. There were a lot of NFL players who were like, oh, see? After he won game one. You remember that? He won game one.
Yeah.
Even Bill Cowher, who I lost a lot for Bill Cowher. I don't know if you remember. Bill Cowher was on CBS.
What did he say?
And was against it. You know what I mean? At first.
Yes.
Was against it. And rightfully so in the coaching fraternity. People put in time. And you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It would be like you being a player and so Joe Blow's nephew didn't play football, but he's in great shape and he's got a physique. And you go, oh, man, you like a football player. Let's put you on a team.
Yeah.
You would be like, what?
Oh, he would.
Right?
He would sink.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no swimming.
Exactly. But that's what they did with Jeff Saturday, and players were like, oh, you just need to be the leader, man. You don't need to be a football coach. More so than any sport, football.
Yes.
Am I right? Like, some of these other ones you might be able to stand around if you got talent.
Right.
Not in football. You got to really have, like, what are you doing? Putting players in position to win and succeed. Football coaches earn their money.
It's an animal. It's a whole different animal because of your
schemes.
Schemes with so many different personalities, archetypes, I mean, managing the team, times, schedules.
That's a lot.
Coaches don't sleep
right
when they do it the right way. So it's one of those professions where you don't take that for granted or take it lightly. Those guys put in their time.
But now, so the Jeff Saturday, again, that's another one of those, like Brock Purdy's moment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was a turning point. Because had Jeff Saturday had success, you know the NFL's a copycat league.
Yes.
And that would have started that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, you know, I like so-and-so. He talks a great game about football. He was a leader of men. He won a couple Super Bowls with a team, man. He don't need to be a coach. He knows football, and guys respect him. Guys would have started getting hired.
Yeah.
But he was such a disaster after week one. Bill Cowher denounced it.
Yeah.
He won game one, totally did a
360. Yeah.
Totally turned around. And then, of course, Jeff Saturday wet the bed the rest of the way.
Wait, so what did Cowher say?
He was all for it. He like, endorsed it and said, look at what he did after week one. And this guy, like just totally, as if winning one game had totally changed his mind.
Yeah, somebody got in his ear. Yeah, for sure. Somebody got in his ear in that one. But I think it's The one thing about coaching, though, that I would say, if you are a leader of men and you're somebody that obviously have a way with, you know, motivating guys and getting them to play and do what they do, you have to come in there and have a full season of bringing in guys that's going to elevate what you do. And I think that's what the really good head coaches, they do. And I think that's why they have, when we talk about coaching trees, it's because of that. They're bringing in guys that know just as much as they do or smarter. And so you delegate them
to roles.
Those
are good coaches.
That's what they should do. And so, like, even if a Jeff Saturday came in the offseason and got to do that and put people around him that were brighter than him at that situation, right, he probably could have got away with it. But the fact they threw him in during the season like that, it was terrible.
It was a disaster.
Yeah.
And you remember, what was the game they were leading by? What was it, 34-0 or whatever? One of those games.
Yeah.
And they lost that game. That was the beginning of the end. All right. We're going to take a few calls here. We are 877-99 on Fox. Just your thoughts. Antonio Pierce and the Raiders job. Did he secure that job after they beat the Chiefs on Christmas? Or is that just the being a prisoner of the moment and not yet? And if not Antonio Pierce, who would you like to see coach the Raiders? We'll do that. And then don't forget, Rob Woodson's coming up. That and your phone calls. It is The Odd Couple on the day after Christmas right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For some more possible Kerry Rhodes hot takes in the US of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Welcome in, hour number three. It is The Odd Couple. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means
wow,
you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes filling in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation all week. And, you know, we got to see a lot of football on Saturday, Sunday, Christmas,
and
Monday, Christmas Day. Yeah, so yeah. It's all kinds of stuff. But we're going to revisit. We talked about earlier in hour number one of the program about Brock Purdy and his blown opportunity to really, which I think if he would have won that game and played well, would have been his MVP.
Oh.
I think it would have been almost impossible not to give it to him.
For sure.
And now, you know, it's to me, he fell out of it because if you do, you still have the McCaffrey people who are there, mm-hmm. so that's going to take away from votes mm-hmm. from him.
Yep.
So that's what happens, too, when you have teammates. When Shaq and Kobe play together, you know what I mean? You split the vote,
that's
so
right.
Usually you don't. Somebody doesn't win, and you always say, how did Shaq and Kobe
and
not
get
win?
A Steve Nash winning it.
Exactly.
For those instances, yeah.
I saw in baseball where Daryl Strawberry and Kevin McReynolds in New York both had great years,
mm-hmm.
and they split the vote. And Kirk Gibson batted .280 with like the worst numbers ever for an MVP.
Yeah.
But that's what happened because the vote was split.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought last night, even with the poor performance of Brock Purdy, that Lamar Jackson was clearly the best player on the best team. And I was not taking anything away from that fantastic defense, which was tremendous.
Yes.
Could have had 6 interceptions. They didn't drop a couple. But Lamar... You saw it out there. He's a special player. He does stuff that nobody can do. And if you're not watching that and you don't realize he's the best player on the best team, that's what an MVP is.
And that's I guess that's our reality, right? We live in a world where there's so many things going on at once. And so many people can have their own, you know, ideas about or surrounding certain things and be really strong on it and have a case for it, right?
Sure.
That's our life. That's what we live in. But if you watched the game last night and had any inclination of it being anyone else besides Lamar Jackson, which obviously McCaffrey's a good player.
Right.
I think it's great. But on that day, watching all those guys all these Pro Bowlers, all these Hall of Fame players that are on that field last night, the one that stood out the most was Lamar Jackson.
No doubt.
And so that lends for me to speak about what he's done. And, you know, people talk about the stats, like Richard Sherman or somebody talking about the stats and stuff. This guy, if he was stat hunting, if he was hunting for that.
He could easily.
All those one-yard touchdowns that Gus Edwards has in this season, oh, that could be Lamar running quarterback sneaks like Jalen Hurts does in Philadelphia, right? And so the number would be close to 40 touchdowns.
Exactly. Don't kid yourself. If he wanted to be that guy.
It can be that guy.
And be a stat patter, he easily can do it. It's not that important. They don't want him to get hurt.
They don't want him to get hurt, no.
Down in there, there's no reason. And Gus does a fine job at getting in the end zone. It's different if he can't get in.
Sure.
He can get in.
He can get in.
So why not? He's given those up because they're not that important
not that
to
important.
Him.
No.
And they also, they have a defense where you don't need to throw the ball 40 times a game. They're not behind.
And I was just about to say, and
they're not behind.
That's the other part, Rob. They're not behind. So they're always running their offense
right.
at a clip that's more, you know, it's just like it's just a method of operation that they have that's so just we do what we want to do.
And they run the ball, which again, you eat up chunks of clock. You're not getting the ball.
A lot of possessions.
A lot of possessions because you might take 8 minutes
that's a good point.
To score a touchdown. That's you know what point. I mean? Like that, like you're not a three and out or you get another ball, another possession, you throw a long touchdown, you get it again. Like there's other guys who can put up numbers.
Yeah.
They don't play like that. I don't know if people are watching closely. This guy's the MVP of the league.
He is.
Before last night, Chris and I I said if he outplays Brock Purdy mm-hmm. and they win that game, he's going to be the – like this was – reminded me of baseball season. Ronald Acuna and the Braves came to L.A. to play the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And it was between him and Mookie Betts.
That's right.
You remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Ronald Acuna went off.
Yes.
Hit like 4 or 5 home runs at Dodgers, like swept the Dodgers – got a hit almost every time up. And when he left L.A., he was the MVP.
He's the MVP. 100%. Yeah. And I mean, it's and the other thing about them and Lamar in general is just look at the camaraderie and how he uplifts and brings everybody else with him. And the people on his team are now on an active campaign saying he is the MVP. And they're trying to push that agenda on us anyway because they, number one, know that. That's to be true. But now, when you bring somebody up and you bring guys up the way he has, it's time to return the favor. And they're doing that as well in favor of their MVP candidate right now.
Right.
I love it. I mean, I love to see. You know, I've known him as a kid. So
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. Give us a pull the curtain back a little bit. And you've known him for a long time.
I know him as a kid. I went to talk to the team the year he won the Heisman, before the year. And I was sitting there, and I'm talking to all the team. And we knew he was going to be good. We didn't know he was going to be Heisman good.
Right.
But he was sitting there as I'm talking, legitimately soaking up the conversation.
Right.
After I got done, out of all those guys, it was two guys that stayed and talked to me after, asking me more about what I was talking about and what to look forward to in the next level.
Right. And it was Lamar
Jackson. Jair Alexander.
Are you serious? And look at
like,
those
that's how great. Like. That's how you know when you talk about the cream rising to the top and really knowing that their potential is more than where they are. Seeing him from that point to where he is now, I can't help but root for him. But also, his plays is doing the talk.
Right. You're not like trying to big
100%.
Up a guy who's not really. You
I'm
know
just
what I mean?
Backstory on it, but I always knew he was going to be this guy.
And here's the other thing that I don't understand. They're putting up his stats from when he was a unanimous MVP and say, well, but when he won the MVP before, he had all these dude, that's not what – why are you going to that?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to put up identical numbers to win the MVP. Chris and I talk about it all the time. The year, I think the second one, when Aaron Rodgers just won these last two MVPs, the second one?
Yeah.
Tom Brady had better stats.
Yeah.
But – Aaron Rodgers be better teams and better situations, you know, like in circumstances. You look at the entire thing. Look at how they've annihilated and beaten all these good teams.
Yeah.
It ain't a Dak Prescott situation where they can't beat anybody good, and yet he feasts on all these bad teams.
Yes.
Go look at who the Ravens, when the Lions came to town. You remember that was
another
their litmus
blowout.
Test.
Yes.
A blowout.
Another one.
They're like 7-2 against teams over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And six of those seven wins, two touchdowns or more. Like, that's how they've done these teams.
And Lamar against the NFC is 19-1 in his career.
Is it 19 or 20 now?
It might be 20 now.
Yeah, because I think 20? I think it was 19-1. I saw that graphic last night. Yeah. 20-1.
No. He doesn't just beat them. He beats them bad.
That was a beatdown, man. Yeah. Anybody who thinks, Mike Florio, we talked about it from Pro Football Talk, who said they were going to get the ass kicked out of them, and he looked at it and he took a calculated guess. He was like, they're flying from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to leave Christmas Eve to go on a cross-country flight. Mm-hmm. Kansas, the people in San Francisco are home in their beds, and they're having Christmas with their families. They got it all. They're mapped out, ready for the Ravens. And boy, were they in for a rude awakening.
You know, that part's not even like a real advantage. Because if you're at home on like Christmas,
it's chaotic. It's chaotic.
You're with your family. You're getting ready for the actual Christmas stuff. And you may try to put it off till later. I played on Christmas a couple of times. We played the Cowboys. The Cowboys flew over to play us in Arizona. Man, they whooped us pretty bad. It doesn't matter about being home.
At home and all that.
That's actually probably a disadvantage. So, yeah, I mean, and Mike Florio, I think he was just saying all that stuff for likes. He didn't really mean it.
He couldn't have meant that. I just didn't understand, like, when he really disrespected, like, Mike Florio knows football.
Yeah.
That defense you're going to disrespect? And then Vegas, talk about being, Vegas had them 6.5-point underdog.
Yeah, I think it went down to like 5.5.
Did it? Because so many people were probably
around
betting,
game time.
People were probably betting like crazy. So they wanted to recoup, you know what I
That's
mean, as much as they could.
Yeah.
But almost a touchdown? I'm like, you know, a normal wager for a home team is for them to be -3.
Yep.
That's the normal. Yep. And then it flux from there. But when I saw 6.5, I'm like, I'm taking the Ravens +6. Ain't no way that defense is going to get torched that they
I
made it.
I took that with myself, and I don't
Right,
know.
but you knew that.
Oh, of course. I was like, there's no way. I said, they might lose. They might lose, but they ain't losing close.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I thought, okay, could they lose a close game? And it wouldn't be the end of the world
to
go to San Francisco and lose on the road to that team.
No.
But my God, and I just don't know. And I want to hear from people. Kerry and I are lockstep on this. Lamar is the MVP.
Yeah, for sure.
Best player on the best team. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to call your show, Monty, on Saturday. Even if you don't pick up, I'm still going to call. But we want to hear from you. Where are you? Are we crazy? Are we Meshuggah that we believe that Lamar Jackson is the MVP? Talk us out of it or agree with us and give us more ammo. You can either pick either side. If you agree, tell us why you agree.
Yeah.
And if you don't, tell us why. 877-99 on Fox. We're going to get as many people as we can in on this. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple. On the day after Christmas, Rob Parker, Kerry Rhodes, and for Chris Broussard, we want to hear from you. So you know what you need to do. Stick and stay.
America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.